This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
If you're planning on driving a semi this week, be prepared for a possible safety check stop on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association says a nationwide international road check is happening June 7th through the 9th, and law enforcement will be working to make as many stops as possible.
June 7th, 8th, and 9th, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. International road check is a cooperative effort between the industry and law enforcement to basically do a massive safety check. There's no better way to put it. Illinois State Police will be running in full, will be running full operation those 3 days to do safety checks on trucks. This year, the big emphasis is going to be on tires and tire safety, and to make sure that the tires are safe, because if you lose a tire, sometimes you lose control of the vehicle, and that's not what they want. Usually the road check is done at way stations along the interstate highway system, but they're also done on side roads. So truckers can be expected during those 3 days, somewhere along the line they're going to see a state police officer with help from other jurisdictions that will be pulling vehicles over, checking the vehicle out for safety issues, checking credentials of the drivers, and especially checking tires this year. Our word to truck operators out there, I mean, it's everybody. If you're a farmer, you're an over-the-road driver, you're a construction hauler, anybody, just be patient. When you get pulled over, they're going to pull as many vehicles over as they possibly can during those 72 hours, and be cooperative. That's the big thing. Road check is an intense effort, but it's just one area and one time of the year where they do highlight the safety efforts. And this is being done all across the country, being done in the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
And maybe allow for some extra travel time on those days.
You know, it's probably not a bad idea, because you never know when, you know, who's going to be where and how. On I-55, I think anybody in the Litchfield area knows where most likely there's going to be a truck inspection. But they're also going to be done on the side roads also. So, I mean, it's going to be everywhere. And, be prepared and build in some extra time and be safe.
Once again, Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. And again, that international road check happening this week, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. So that's beginning tomorrow, Tuesday, running through Thursday. And the big emphasis will be on tires this year. On a lighter note this morning, if you're looking for something to do this coming weekend and you enjoy golfing, you might want to join the Hillsboro FFA alumni group for their annual golf tournament that's happening on June 11th. Hillsboro FFA advisor Kate Niemeyer says it's not too late to get signed up, and all of the funds raised will support the Hillsboro FFA chapter.
Yes, we are very excited. This is our fourth annual golf tournament, open to any participants who want to come out to the Indian Springs Golf Course in Fillmore and play with us. We're going to be starting at 9 o'clock, and we're looking for teams of four. It'll be $60 a person. And with your $60 entry fee, you get 18 holes of golf, a pork chop lunch, a nacho bar. We'll have lots of door prizes for our participants, two flights of golf, cash payout, and just a lot of fun. We've been with Indian Springs for all 4 years of our golf tournament and just had a lot of fun.
And you did have a deadline to register, but you have open spots, which is why we're talking today. So basically people can sign up until any point before the 11th, correct?
Yes. And the best way to do that would be to contact the president of the alumni chapter, Wayne Wiedeken. And his cell phone number is 851-0153.
And all proceeds, will those benefit the alumni group? Or
Yes. The alumni group does a lot for the Hillsboro FFA. Their main goal is to provide scholarships and help us cover our transportation costs. But they've done some amazing things for the FFA this year in providing curriculum with some Briggs & Stratton motors for our machine repair class. They also helped us with some technology things and bought us 20 Chromebooks to use in the classroom. So they've just been real helpful this year and want to continue that in the future with the events like the golf tournament.
Well, what a wonderful cause, and it's great to hear that the money raised is being put back into the FFA chapter. And I guess if anyone would be interested in joining the alumni, is that pretty easy to do, open to anyone joining if they are past members of Hillsborough FFA?
Yep, past members or just anyone that wants to support Hillsborough FFA and all that we're working on. And Wayne would be an excellent person to talk to about that. He's actually a Lincolnwood graduate, but both of his son and daughter went through the Hillsborough program. So he's just a good old supporter of FFA and the cause for agriculture. So,
well, great. Remind us again the date and time of the golf tournament and how people can get signed up.
Okay. The golf tournament will be Saturday, June 11th at the Indian Springs Golf Course in Fillmore. We'll be starting at 9 o'clock, and you can get a hold of Wayne Wiedeken at 851-0153.
Kate Niemeyer, FFA advisor for Hillsborough High School. And again, if you'd like to get signed up for the FFA Alumni Golf Tournament, the price is $60 per person. They're looking for teams of four, and you can call Wayne Wiedekind at 217-851-0153. On a final note this morning, we're going to hear about the bid from Bayer to own Monsanto. And despite Monsanto rejecting the takeover bid, Bloomberg reports that Bayer has secured $67 billion in financing for the proposal. Bayer reportedly picked five individual banks to each provide about $12.5 billion in short-term loans to secure financing. The loan reportedly includes an option to be increased should the company bump its current offer of $122 per share. According to a report by Reuters, the loan totals 60 billion euros, or $67 billion, and can be expanded up to 75 billion euros. Monsanto has rejected Bayer's initial $62 billion buyout offer, claiming that the proposal was too low. Acquiring Monsanto would make Bayer the world's biggest supplier of farm chemicals and seeds. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.